Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an Amen-style vocal texture in Ableton Live 12, start it in Session View, and then record that performance into Arrangement View like a Real DNB workflow. If you produce drum and bass, this is a super useful skill. A chopped vocal texture can add tension, identity, and movement without crowding the kick, snare, and bass. Think of it less like a lead vocal, and more like a rhythmic layer, almost like another percussion element. We're keeping this beginner-friendly, so we'll use stock Ableton tools and a simple idea. Take one short vocal phrase, chop it up into a playable texture, build a few variations in Session View, then perform those clips into Arrangement View to create a short section with intro energy, build up motion, and drop support. First, set your project tempo around 172 BPM. That's a classic starting point for DNB and jungle. Then create three tracks, drums, bass, and vocal texture. Rename that vocal track right away so you stay organized. A small habit like that saves time fast. Now grab a short vocal sample. It could be a spoken word phrase, a whisper, a vocal ad-lib, or even a single syllable with attitude. You do not need a polished song vocal here. In fact, something dry and rhythmically clear usually works better, because we want it to behave like a chop, not a full sun part. Drop the vocal onto the vocal texture track and open the clip in clip view. Trim any silence at the start so the sample begins cleanly. Turn warp on, and pick a warp mode that fits the material. If the vocal is more melodic or sustained, Complex Pro can keep it sounding natural. If it's more percussive and chopped, beats can work really well. Then adjust the start marker so the phrase lands in time. If the sample feels a little too bright or too high, try transposing it down by 2 to 5 semitones. That can give it a darker, more underground DNB character. We're not trying to make it huge and glossy. We want it tight, tense, and a little bit haunted. Now let's make it playable. The easiest beginner move is to drag the vocal into simpler and switch to slice mode. Set slicing to transient if the sample has clear syllables, or 1/16 if you want a stricter rhythmic grid. This turns one vocal into a set of slices you can trigger like a mini drum kit. If you prefer, you can also use a drum rack and place copies of the vocal on a few pads, then vary each one slightly with start, position, transpose, or filtering. Either way, the goal is the same. Get 4 to 8 useful slices that you can perform like a rhythm section. When you're choosing slices, think like a breakbeat editor. You want an attack slice, a tail slice, maybe the breath or a mid-word hit, and maybe one reversed feeling fragment if you want a little tension. You do not need a huge number of slices. In fact, fewer often works better, because it keeps the idea clear and playable. Now add a simple stock effect chain to shape the sound for DNB. Start with EQ8 and high pass the vocal around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't clutter the low end. If it sounds boxy, cut a bit around 300 to 600 Hz. Then add saturator and push it gently, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, just enough to bring out some grit and presence. After that, try auto filter. For the intro, a low pass around 2 to 6 kHz can create tension and make the vocal feel like it's hiding in the mix. You can automate that later. If you want space, add echo or a short delay with modest feedback, maybe around 10 to 25%. Keep it controlled. If you use reverb, keep it subtle, because too much reverb can wash out the chop and fight the drums. Here's a good beginner rule. If the vocal sounds amazing by itself but messy with drums, reduce the reverb first, then shorten the tails, then tighten the EQ. In DNB, clarity matters more than huge ambience. Now let's build the actual Amen-style rhythmic feel in Session View. Create a few clips on the vocal texture track with different energy levels. Start with a simple one-bar clip and place the chopped hits on offbeats and syncopated spots. You are not copying the Amen break exactly, but you are borrowing that restless, broken-up energy. For example, try a clip with one hit on beat 1, a quick reply on the end of 1 or the end of 2, then a gap, then another hit right before the bar resets. That push-pull feeling is what makes the texture feel alive. Make a few versions. One can be sparse and mysterious. One can be slightly busier. One can be filtered and tense. And one can be the most rhythmic version for the drop. This contrast is really important. Session View works best when each clip clearly does a different job. While you're testing the clips, listen to how they sit against the drums and bass. Treat the vocal like a groove element first. If it's not locking with the beat, fix the rhythm before you worry about sound design. A great sounding chop that doesn't groove is still going to feel weak in a DNB arrangement. If you want extra movement, Use clip envelopes to automate a few simple things. Filter frequency is a great one. Track volume can help create builds. Send amount to delay or reverb, and add motion without overcomplicating the sound. Just keep it simple. Two or three different clips is usually enough to perform confidently without hesitation. That brings us to the key workflow move. Once you've got a few clips you like, hit arrangement record and perform them into arrangement view. Don't wait until everything feels perfect. Record a rough pass early. That way you can hear where the vocal actually belongs in the song. A simple structure might look like this. Filtered intro for the first 8 bars, more rhythmic vocal chops in the next 8, then a stronger version leading into the drop, and finally a small switch up or fill. That kind of 8-bar and 16-bar phrasing fits DNB really naturally. As you record, launch the intro clip first, then switch to the busier clip as the build comes in, then trigger the most intense version just before the drop. If you miss a launch, don't panic. That's part of the performance. You can always edit it later. The goal here is to capture energy and decisions in real time. Once the performance is in arrangement view, zoom out and shape the section. This is where the vocal becomes part of the arrangement instead of just a loop. Usually, you want less vocal when the sub and snare need maximum impact, and more vocal during transitions, pickups, and gaps between bass phrases. That call and response idea is especially strong in darker DNB. If your bass is hitting hard on the downbeats, let the vocal answer in the spaces after the snare or on the offbeats. That keeps the arrangement moving without overcrowding it. Now do a quick balance check. Make sure the vocal isn't masking the snare crack. Make sure it isn't fighting the sub below about 120 Hz. And if it feels too forward, lower the clip volume before you start adding more EQ. A lot of beginners reach for more effects when the real fix is simply turning the clip down a bit. For movement, automate just one or two things. Auto filter cutoff is excellent. Reverb wet amount or echo feedback can also work really well. For example, keep the intro filtered around 2 to 4 Khz, then open it up toward 7 to 10 Khz as you approach the drop. Maybe add a small echo swell or a quick high pass dip right before the drop. Then pull the FX back when the full drum and bass energy lands. That's the vibe here. Tension in the build, space in the drop, and just enough texture to keep the section alive. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't make the vocal too long. Short chops usually work better in DNB. Second, don't drown it in reverb. If you want atmosphere, short delay is often cleaner. Third, don't leave low end in the vocal. High pass it. Fourth, don't overcrowd the arrangement. Sometimes the most powerful move is to mute the vocal for a bar and let the drums hit alone. And finally, don't stay stuck in loop mode forever. Once the idea works, get it into arrangement view and start shaping the song. If you want to push this further, try a couple of pro-style variations. Make one clip that plays the main vocal hits, then another that answers with only tails, breaths, or reversed fragments. Try a slightly lower octave layer tucked underneath for weight, or resample the processed vocal and chop that audio again. That often creates a tighter, more original texture than endlessly tweaking the same source. Here's a quick practice challenge. Make a 4-clip, session view vocal sketch using one short vocal sample, one drum loop or break, one bass line, and only 2 stock effects on the vocal. Build one sparse intro clip, one slightly busier clip, one filtered tension clip, and one full rhythmic clip. Then record 2 performances into arrangement view, one that feels mysterious and stripped back, and another that feels busier and more aggressive. Compare them and keep the one that leaves the most room for the snare and bass. So to recap, use session view to test vocal chop ideas fast. Turn the vocal into a rhythmic texture instead of a lead. Keep it tight with EQ, saturation, and filtering, and then record your performance into arrangement view once the vibe is working. In DNB, this technique is huge because it adds rhythm, tension, and character without getting in the way. All right, that's the workflow. In the next step, take your best chopped vocal phrase and see how far you can push the contrast between intro, build, and drop support. That's where this really starts sounding like a proper drum and bass arrangement.